Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's in fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Video Game Bang, Sacramento's number one geek and gaming podcast, as voted as the people over at Podcast Daily.
I knew you were going to say daily.
Well, yeah.
You are predictable.
Because I went yearly, quarterly, monthly, obviously weekly. The next one's daily. So, but you can't guess what the next one's going to be. It's going to be a zine that comes out on the hour.
A zine? What fucking year is it?
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of TV Land. You heard her voice, everybody. Emma Skies is in the house.
I am. And we were just discussing ages and generations, so I guess it fits. You're very old.
Elder millennial.
Wow. It's not a thing.
She just said you're very old.
She is not very old. In fact,
you ain't got room to talk, okay?
I mean, I'm not saying anything about it. Damn.
A millennial. Nexie.
Hi.
Not a millennial.
I'm here.
Speaking of not a millennial.
Nexus is here. Nexus was here. Nexus will forever be. Hello.
Wow.
That was enthusiastic.
I was like.
She said that with the cadence. As if a crowd said that. You know when a crowd says something, it's all super slow. Like, you're in school, the teacher says good morning, but oh, hey, good morning, Mrs. Smith. But if the whole class says
good
it, it's
good morning,
Mrs. Smith.
Because that's just how I feel.
It's like if Wednesday Addams had a podcast over here.
Boom, speaking of Wednesday Addams, Eddie is behind the Winds of Tooth.
What is up? Thank you guys for having me. It's been a while since I've been on your show, but...
Thank you for being here, because none of us know how to do what you're doing.
Well, I do. I just don't like doing it.
David does, but...
Glenn doesn't know.
But here's the thing. David's not good at it, so that's why I'm here.
I will concede to that, because every time I'm behind that, some shit goes wrong. And that's not going to be today, folks.
And I just refuse to learn.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I'm here. Glad I'm able to be with you guys today. Tonight, actually. And yeah, I'm excited to just join in the conversations with y'all.
For those who don't know, Eddie is from our sister show over on the CW called The Filmlosophers.
Yes.
Do I give a quick pitch about what your show's about?
Yeah, we're the show that gets into the movies you love and digs a little deeper. We just recently did a run on the first Rambo film, First Blood, and dropped it in time for... Rambo Day. Actually,
is it Rambo Day?
Today is essentially announced as Rambo Day, so we were able to drop that episode for that. And we're looking forward to do, obviously, the last film in the franchise, Last Blood. But kind of in more local, you know, coverage, we actually just covered CrockerCon.
And dope. How was that?
It was really good. We had a slew of different podcasts on, a slew of different people, including... and those who cosplay at the table may know of this name. We got a chance to talk to Odin Makes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was actually really cool, and getting a chance to, like, hear him and hear his thoughts. I see you, David. You're not slick. No, he's a YouTuber who makes, like, props and weapons and whatnot for cosplayers.
Oh,
and so he shows you how to make them, like, on a really good budget. So, and he's local. I didn't know that, but he's local, so...
My biggest question out of everything you just said how does one celebrate Rambo Day?
One celebrates Rambo Day by putting a red ribbon around your forehead and pretending to just be like this melodramatic person at work.
You're just in your backyard, like pushing through bushes and
stuff.
Oh,
completely.
Like that.
You're like hiding under filing cabinets and saying, to fight a war, you have to become war, you know, all that kind of stuff. So.
Kenny's like, shut the fuck up, Eddie. Get back to work.
It's like, we're trying to just get this meeting underway. Cut it out.
Get out from underneath the table. Let's do the meeting.
Exactly.
We are brought to you by Energy Esports, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Stay for the comics, come for the coffee. Said that backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And Vast GG Gaming. Go ahead and head over to Vast.gg. See the giveaways we got going on. You can follow us all over on Twitter. And check us out on Twitch. We got a cool little stream team happening. So today, you might recognize I did not introduce Corey. He is busy in Italy dabbing at the, what's that famous fountain?
That
I'm not going to try to pronounce it.
No, I don't even know the name of it. I saw the photo of it earlier today.
You know damn well what the fountain is, Emma.
It's the fountain where, like, when you throw, like, things
in. The fountain from the Hilary Duff movie.
That's what I was just
exactly.
No, the Lizzie McGuire movie. My apologies. Yeah. The Lizzie McGuire movie. Yeah, how can I?
How dare you?
They're different people.
They are different people.
Very different people.
It starts with a T.
Oh, I honestly don't know what it's called.
Oh, I
honestly don't know.
You would never know. Anyway.
I would have known it's wrong because it's you, but.
Rude.
I wouldn't know what the right one
is. He took a picture of Dab. I was like, don't perpetuate American stereotypes. Come on.
And he's wearing his Whitney Houston shirt again. And Corey, if you're listening to this, buy a new shirt. Any new shirt. Yes, he wore it to the Capitol Creative Showcase. Oh. Buy a new shirt. Elizabeth, burn it. Please.
Well, okay, hang on. When he dabbed, though, he wasn't wearing his Whitney Houston shirt. He had his Shock sweater on.
All right, now I gotta verify this. Cause
yeah,
this is...
check it out on Instagram, What's Up Pizzas.
This is just the fucking roast Corey podcast.
Well, I'm not necessarily roasting him.
I am.
And his fucking shoes, too. Like, just...
I'm just saying, maybe if you're a American ambassador, you're representing this country... Maybe don't dab.
Nobody expects anything.
I mean, he's wearing his Aftershock sweatshirt.
Is it Aftershock? Or I thought it was Shock, like...
Oh, no, it was Shock. Shock, you're right.
Aftershock is a concert.
Yeah.
Also in San Francisco, though.
Whatever.
So you're close.
It's in San Francisco? Yeah. I thought it was in Discovery Park.
Isn't Aftershock in San Francisco?
I'm 99% sure it's in Discovery Park.
Aftershock happens in Discovery Park, too.
Boom! Vindicated.
Because that's where they did... That's where System of a Down did their stop here.
I never expect anything good to be in Sacramento.
Save this episode, folks. This was the time that Webb was right and Emma was wrong. It's going to go down in history.
What is that? Like one of 530
Holy
now?
Shit. Nexie's here.
What?
I hadn't heard her the entire podcast.
Get wrecked.
She's trying to think of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air jokes I was making before the show.
She's over here Googling.
Yeah, she's over here Googling.
I was actually looking Bel-Air. Up the fountain. It's the Trevi Fountain.
Trevi, thank you.
Thank
Trevi.
You.
I was going to add another T.
I can
Gen Z for the win.
Gen Z for the win.
I know how to use the internet.
Well, yeah, because you grew up with it. Because you're Gen Z.
It's fine. Okay.
Did you have dial-up?
No.
She was born in 1999. No, she never had
dial-up. You're really digging into things that, like, only, like, you and I will ever remember. Like, having to get those little discs from, like, Walmart in the stores.
Oh, yeah, when you had to... Yeah, when email was not free.
No.
The AOL samples, like the trials.
Exactly.
That were in, like, the physical trials of AOL.
You're, like, over here buying, like, a gallon of milk, some pair of pants. Hey, can I get one of those AOL free samples?
And
you make up a whole new username every time.
So that'll catch you?
Oh, yeah.
We'll make you put up Nexie, but Emma probably heard that sound when she was in a crib, because she's not that much older than Nexie.
I'm aware of the dial-up sound. I am well aware of the get off the phone, I need to use the internet.
She heard all of this in her playpen when her parents were trying to get online.
Wow.
We have some news to talk about.
That was a nice segue.
I know. I figured it's on par with the other segues that we have on this episode.
On par. I haven't heard that word in a long while.
Since the last time you said it.
Since the last time I said
it.
Not as good as... I'm on par with everything that you just said.
Not as good as Ponfar.
If you want to know... This is true. On par is not as good as Ponfar.
Oh.
If you ever want to know if Eddie's listening to you, and he says, I'm on par with what you just said, he has no fucking clue.
I have no clue. So, context.
I don't remember what we were talking about. I just remember you going, I'm on par with everything he just said.
So, about like 4 or 5 years ago, I did an interview for VGB with Jason David Frank.
That's right!
And he was going on, and he was just like, he was spending time like, you know, getting the crowd hyped, and then he was talking to us, and he was getting the crowd hyped. Just, it's a typical...
Poster boy for ADHD.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
ADHD.
And
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's
the company I work for.
And so over, this was actually, because we were talking about it earlier, Emma, it was at a Wizard World.
Yeah.
And so we were talking, and I totally lost track of whatever he was talking about going on. Something about a fight that he was going to be having going with someone else. He was actually going to be.
Hang on. It's just a different thing. You could just assume anything he's talking about involves fighting.
I just figured everything he was talking about was doing another Power Rangers series. Like, that's honestly like, he was doing that Morphin Life or whatever for
Con TV.
Con TV.
Yeah, that's right.
I lost track of whatever the hell he was talking about, and I was just like, sure, I'm on par with everything you're saying. And I'm like, and I Yeah, I just...
I'm just glad I wasn't working the camera for that interview, because you would have seen it start jiggling as I'm, like, sitting there laughing. Because that's also when... this is back at the time when we would interview somebody for the show, we would ask them to do a bumper. You know, listen to your video game bang.
Oh,
this is so-and-so.
Him!
So he, Jason David Frank... Green Power Ranger for you, Nixie.
No, I know.
Okay, just want to make sure. She had
not the new one. No, not she, not the one that came out last year.
I understand.
Solid. Not Zio.
Oh my gosh!
It was before the Zio crystal.
Not with the
Turbo.
Not with the guy from Stranger Things season 3.
The original Dinozords.
I've seen it. Okay. I know what's happening.
Just want to make sure. So we're getting him to do a bumper. And
that was so
hard. He's in front of everybody, like his whole crowd, right? He goes, "I'm Jason Never Frank, and you're listening to Video Game Bang!" Hi-ya! And we're like,
No!
And everyone's dying. And he's like, "What?" And we're like, "Video game." He goes, "What'd I say?" He goes, "Oh, no."
And I'm
two
like,
more times.
And we got it on record.
He did two more times after that.
Yeah, because he just wasn't able to get it down right. Like, he was like, video gang bang?
Well, game he was too busy focusing on
the
what
crowd.
Karate sound he was going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Dragon Ball! Whoa, that was weird. I heard my own voice.
It's not what this
Producer
is,
Eddie over here is
you like
pushing
that,
buttons.
Huh?
Don't push buttons when you're alive. I wouldn't even make that mistake.
Oh, I gave you a little bit of
sorry,
echo.
Would you
cut
like to go sit in the chair?
No. Corey is not here, so we don't have a theme song. So Emma is telling the news.
I feel like David should start with the most important thing that's ever happened in our lifetimes, and that is that Ash Ketchum won a Pokemon League.
Oh,
dude, it has
my
taken
Lord
him
Jesus.
Longer than I have been alive.
It very much has.
You know what, though?
Very
you know what,
much
though?
Has.
Something that nobody is talking about is the fact
if
that
if you say
this...
the Orange League, I will strangle you.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Dude, that I thought of that as soon as the news came out, and I'm just like, that
doesn't
trivia
count.
Night.
Doesn't
that
count.
Trivia night.
Oh, that trivia night.
But yeah.
He is a poster boy for perseverance. If you don't get something, you keep trying. If it takes you 5 years, you keep trying. If it takes you 22 years,
maybe you should find another thing to do.
While still being 10 years old,
that's my favorite headline.
That's the other thing. Is he still 10?
Yeah, no. So the headline that I saw was like 10-year-old Ash Ketchum finally wins a Pokemon League for the first time in his 22-year career.
Oh my god!
He's a 32-year-old, 10-year-old.
And here's the thing: is that the way that he won? It says he countered somebody by hitting him with a counter for the win. Excuse me?
What?
It was a Pokemon / Magic the Gathering match. You have
honestly
to get it right. So, yeah. I mean, that that Squirtle brought back
unsummoned,
that blue reversal.
Quench, like.
Squirtle, you surf! You, what nobody else is talking about, too, is the fact that how old do Pikachu, like, how old do Pikachus live for? Because
how old do Pikachus live for?
Yeah, you get the gist, though. How long does a Pikachu live? Because that Pikachu is 22 years old.
I mean, I don't know that we know the life expectancy of fictional monsters.
But in the
why
manga,
don't we?
They do die.
But when?
Like, they're literally killed in fights. There's
no,
actually
fainted.
A scene in the manga where they're, like, cut in half. That's actually
that
a
oh, that's just
right
excessive. We're talking about the cartoon.
Anyways, the anime. It actually is an anime.
Does it count as an anime? Because I'm actually very
certain that it's an anime.
See, I called it an anime, and
it
someone
is
was like,
Japan.
No, that's not an anime.
But it is an anime.
If it was on Kids WB, I don't call it anime. If I watched it on 4Kids TV, which was a thing that we used to watch when we were kids, it doesn't count as anime.
I think that's
it
something.
Does not.
I think that's only something that. I think that's unique to your
it really is
span.
Like my very specific, like, you guys are too old for it, she's too young for it, like, it's just it's me.
It's just
wow.
You.
Four
for
kids
Emma.
TV
for Emma TV
four kids TV
was it ran by four kids?
No, it was Kids WB, and then they changed the name to four kids.
Well,
see, Kids WB Animaniacs,
yeah, because that's where I was, and then it eventually changed the name to four kids. Anyway, we're getting off topic. Ash Ketchum finally won a fucking Pokemon League, so I guess we can all go home.
And what Pokemon League was it?
Fuck if I know.
I just know that he looked really weird doing it.
That was, I saw somebody posted, like, one of the Thanos memes, and it was, like, when Gamora is talking to Thanos in whatever, like,
the
Soul Stone.
Oh, yeah, what did it take?
He's like, did you do it? Yes. What did it cost? art quality. Wow. They put a picture of what it looks like now.
It's weird looking.
It's so bad.
It's rough. It's a rough style.
Is he still hanging with Brock and Misty?
No.
They've actually died already.
Old age. Yeah.
They know what? Real quick. Theory. The first Pokemon movie, the reason he's still 10 is because of all of those Pokemon tears. They just keep him immortal.
Probably.
So yeah. Like, when he was solidified by Mewtwo.
Hang on. Real quick. If you guys don't know... we stream this live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, and we do occasionally, more so on the Saturday shows, but occasionally on the Wednesday show, talk to chat. No, Steven, I did not say Barack and Misty. I said Brock and Misty.
Barack Obama.
And by the way, just to, we got...
Is he still chilling with Barack and Michelle?
I was just going to say, that was like, that's the new relationship going on. You
that's
know?
My favorite Pokemon companion is Barack Obama.
Got out of office and... started slinging Pokemon here and there.
I choose you, Barack. Use universal healthcare.
Wait, is he?
I choose
the
you, Democratic
is
vote.
Is he the Pokemon?
Huh?
Is he the companion or is he the Pokemon?
Whatever you want, whatever fits for the most funny part of the bit. We'll chop the bit up in post, and then we'll make sure it fits the best.
We're not gonna do that.
I'm
no,
crying.
We're not gonna do that.
I choose
we'll workshop it.
The Pikachu to be my place to fight against. The evils of justice.
Is that Reagan?
I don't know. We're not bringing up that guy here.
It's the worst Obama I've heard.
How have we come here? Like, how did we get here? What are we talking about?
By the way.
No, and that's a shocking thing is you're actually on this episode, Emma. This doesn't usually happen when you're on the episode. See, usually we're on track.
It is very on brand, given that it's politics, technically. So
true.
It's just on brand for me.
By the way, Curtis did mention about the if we had seen the actual short film for the Power Rangers, the one with James Vanderbeek and Katie Sackhoff. And yes, that's actually a really good one if you haven't had a chance to see that. There's a director named Andy, what's his name? Or Adi Shankar. He actually did a short film, and it's pretty legit. So
Short film about what? Pokemon?
No, Power Rangers.
Oh, we're back on Power Rangers.
Yeah,
Power
just Rangers. Talking about that real quick.
Hey, did you guys see the new Power Ranger movie? Or the newer one?
The one from like 2 years ago?
One? The one with the dude from...
Dr. Montgomery.
That guy.
Yes. Do you guys see JC David Frank and, I don't know her real name, Kimberly? They were in the crowd, like taking pictures. I was like, "What a snap!"
David just turned into Internet Explorer. Everybody,
yeah.
So just so you know,
he's buffering this whole time.
It's like, oh my god, they came out with a Power Rangers movie.
MSN
and they
News.
Officially canceled the rest of them. I think that I don't know that they had officially
canceled. No!
Good God, that was
no,
loud.
Because they set up at the very end in the after credit scene.
It was supposed to be five movies.
It was supposed to be five.
I would have
been there.
And it fucking bombed, and they finally canceled the rest of them.
It did as well as one would expect a Power Ranger movie to be, because they called I forget his last name, Tommy, but they like in detention they were like taking a role.
Yeah,
and, like,
he's in
Tommy,
the end credit scene.
Yeah,
or mid credit scene.
The Green Ranger.
Yeah.
God, that's sad. That just reminds me of how Warcraft did. Warcraft set such a good like foundation for sequels. What?
No, that guy over there on the other side.
Well, okay then.
What else we got?
Going all the way from super fictional to super not fictional. That was a really great segue. Football Manager 2020 is going to be sold in cardboard packaging. Carbon packaging, everybody.
Carbon packaging.
Cardboard packaging. Which I honestly am very excited to hear, because we were just talking about how shitty the Switch packaging is for games.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Football Manager 2020 is, first of all, and not a game that I give the least bit of shits about, but good for them. It's, I guess, Sega and Sports Interactive, and it's it's PC online or PC only, so it's mostly online sales anyway. But I guess all physical packages or all physical games that they sell are going to be, let me make sure I get this right, come in a cardboard sleeve made from 100% recycled cardboard that will be shrink-wrapped and fully recyclable low-density polyethylene, and the manual inside will be from 100% recycled paper, and both this and the packaging will be printed with vegetable or water-based ink. Literally every piece of this is recycled.
I like that.
I'm very excited for this.
I am excited for That's the nostalgia nice. Of it, because it reminds me of the old demos that you used to get.
Yeah.
Cardboard packaging.
Yeah.
See, Nexi, back in the day when we would get a magazine.
Yeah.
I found
that's
all
a piece of
mine.
Paper.
Nintendo
that's like
Power.
A small book.
Yeah.
But it's bigger. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's about video games. We would have demos. Those are short parts of a game.
Yeah.
It's
like those things.
Cardboard
the things that you get on the Kindles that are called magazines, they were made of paper.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't even think anybody has a Kindle anymore.
What's paper?
Well, paper is...
I feel like this bit is played out.
It's got at least one more joke in it.
At least one.
I don't know about it. I don't know about it.
Anyway, the final joke is just me.
Oh, now it's just depressing.
I know.
So, Sega estimates that they're going to save up to 20 tons of plastic just this year alone. Sega. Just from this one game.
Huh.
I'm super excited for this. This is a good thing.
I think
cannot
they're being optimistic on how many copies they're going
to
sell this game.
I don't know about that. That's, you know, that's
that
up to
seems.
Them. But, like, I can't believe that it's taken us, A, this long to get here, and
honestly.
That, like, this game is the first one. Like, why did a bigger studio not do this decades ago?
It's the same reason why big studios don't do new IPs 99% of the time or take chances on games. They don't want to break from what works. If it's working, then... Then leave it.
I mean, it's well,
they
obviously
have,
not working.
Sports Interactive had some strong words. Some
well, not to mention, like, if
this.
You're looking at, like, sizing and everything like that, not to mention the way everyone else is doing, you don't want to be the odd thumb out and then make it difficult for distributors and whatnot to be able to ship your stuff because they're going to need special packaging and make sure things don't get broken and stuff like that.
But, like, exactly. Somebody's got to be the one.
Yeah,
somebody's got to be the one.
Well, it's always the indie game, you know, companies that come out and they do something and that branches out from the norm. And then once the big companies see the success, then they're like, okay, well, maybe we'll try it.
Yeah, who knows?
So the guy, Miles Jacobson, who is the studio head at Sports Interactive, basically said that, like, he said it has less environmental impact in many different ways, so we'd be stupid not to do it. And if anyone from other games or entertainment companies is reading this, you'd be stupid not to do it, too.
Damn. Like,
he's calling them out. He Honestly. Is calling them out. And all I could think of the whole time reading this is the fucking Switch game packages. You have Switch, right? Those packages are like, it's like it's the size of a regular console game for an itty-bitty SD card.
It's smaller. It's a smaller cartridge than what the Nintendo DS was, but it's so much bigger casing. Like, why is the case so big?
And it's hard plastic. I'm like, who asked for this?
Exactly.
It's like the biggest waste I've ever seen,
like,
in games packaging.
They could do a little cartridge that's the size of, like, a Game Boy Advanced game.
They could.
Like, and yes, I know what a Game Boy is.
Oh, damn, I missed that one.
I actually was waiting for you to jump on that one.
I was catching up a chat. Come on, Eddie.
Hey.
It's a doubles tennis game. If I miss it, you're supposed to be there to hit it.
I also
Where's the beef? I mean, you know.
You'd be surprised that I still have my Game Boy Color in Pokemon Red.
Did you buy it afterwards?
Oh, that's your mistake.
It was actually handed down from my older brother.
Oh, okay. That's
and I
cool.
still have my N64, which is right next to my desk at
I
all
still
times.
My N64.
So.
Now she feels the need to prove herself.
Yeah, I
feel bad about it.
No, it's fine. I like making people mildly impressed over stupid things, so.
That should be on your LinkedIn profile.
I make people mildly impressed in me.
What's your biggest strength? I make people mildly impressed.
I mean,
see, right there, that's mildly impressed.
If we're talking about consistency, the last time that I actually talked with Nexi, I was mildly impressed with her, like, choice in certain pieces of art and stuff like that. Remember we were talking about, like, horror, and you were going to be... So that was mildly impressive. So, I mean, hey, kudos to consistency.
See?
She's on theme.
There you go.
Terrible. Speaking of mildly impressive, this isn't mildly impressive in any way.
These segues are on point. On
they
right.
really are. This is
like
going great.
Hitting the mark.
Rockstar Games is now the latest publisher to have their own launcher on the PC, which I'm sure everybody's super excited about.
What?
I don't know why.
This must be why I saw this headline. They're making Vice... No, not Vice.
San Andreas. San Andreas is free.
Free.
Right now.
Because it's on their launcher.
Because it's on their... So if you download their launcher, you can get GTA San Andreas for free right now. But yeah, it has a bunch of the GTA games. It has, I think, LA Noir, which I think was a Rockstar game.
That seems for
Rockstar. And so basically it's just yet another launcher that you download, and it scans your computer for any Rockstar games and puts them in there and transitions your saves, which I would not trust in any way, shape, or form. But, like, how many of these do we need now? Like, I don't understand. When you have something like Epic, which has, like, a bunch of different publishers, like, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I don't know why individuals have them. Like, there's one for Rockstar now. There's one for
Origin.
Origin.
Ubisoft. Blizzard.
Bethesda. Like, why does each individual publisher need
Bethesda's
their own
one is weird because
it's like, online. It's like a web-based thing.
It's just a web-based thing, and you don't even need it to play the games. They just want you to download it. But you don't need it because you can buy Bethesda games on Steam.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is I think that's the way it is for all of them. You can buy all of them on Steam.
I mean, if you think about it, in the sense of like kind of like what's happening. So kind of from my perspective with the film podcast, with Disney Plus and Netflix,
I was just
going to
say that, yeah.
Like going in the route of if you have one hub for one developer or one studio that is putting out consistently good products, then you're going to want to capitalize on, well, hey, at one point in time, this is the only place you're going to get, like we see now, Disney movies, Disney content, all that kind of stuff. This is where, you know, oh, now you're only going to see Rockstar games, Rockstar content, Rockstar DLC.
But like Disney and like Disney's on another level. Disney is the only one I think that can do their own. But like CBS All Access is not exactly raking in the dollars. Nope. DC Universe is not exactly like these individual people are trying to do it and it's not working super well. I think CBS is probably the one that's doing the best.
Out of the ones that are currently,
Well, it's that same theme where it's instead of having one, you know, like cable, you have all these a la carte options.
Yeah.
But I feel like what's going to end up happening is in like 5-10 years, it's going to circle back and now someone's going to come out with this one centralized location where you could see Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus. It's going to be all this one spot instead of going to all these different websites so you can see all of the entertainment.
Well, and there's already things that are lining up, like that. You know, like Verve, VRV.
Yeah.
That's a really great one that has like so much content in one particular place, like Nickelodeon content.
I think Rooster Teeth stuff is on Verve.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're on there. Shudder content, which is a horror-based subscription.
Talking about like mainstream stuff.
Oh, that is mainstream stuff. I mean,
he's talking about web stuff.
I was going to say you're not mainstream, but
I'm not.
That's
thank
mainstream.
You very much.
There you go.
100% original.
By the way, have you seen Far From Home yet?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Wow. You just wanted to call him out on that. You know he did.
Yes.
You just wanted to.
Is that how
non-mainstream you are?
Because Yes.
He's such a hipster, he hasn't even seen Far From Home.
I haven't seen Far From Home yet. Beautiful. You know what, though? At this point, it's almost out of protest because I'm going to watch it and I'm going to be like, oh, man, that's so cool. I can't wait to see what they do. Damn, that's right.
That's what's the most upsetting is you are going to feel exactly that way. It's fucking infuriating.
I know. So I'm not in a huge hurry.
No, you have to. I want to talk about it. Here's the thing.
Just because
same thing with me playing with things, Emma.
The thing is that, you know what? I think Webb's going to do exactly what he just did with the Power Rangers movie, and he's going to wait a few years and be like, by the way, did you guys know that in Far From Home?
No. Let me clarify.
The Night Monkey is an actual thing?
Let me clarify. I watched the Power Rangers movie in theaters. We were just talking about Jason David Frank, and it correlated.
So you went and saw Power Rangers in theaters, but couldn't drag your ass to go see Spider-Man.
Okay, here's the thing. Power Rangers, that was 2 years ago, Emma. Get with the times. Second of all, the girl I'm dating, she has not seen...
Don't blame her for this.
No.
Don't blame her
I'm
for this.
I'm not blaming her.
Throwing her under the
this
bus.
This is the reason she listens to this, too.
If I ever meet her... I'm telling her about this.
She has not seen all of the Marvel movies, especially Infinity War and Endgame. And she even said, hey, do you want to go see Spider-Man when it was in theaters? And I was like, but you haven't seen Endgame yet. She's like, that's fine. I'm like, no, it's not fine. Because it's a huge spoiler
throwing
for you.
Throwing her under the bus.
Wow. I'm not throwing her under the bus. You're using her as a shield for why you haven't done this on your own. Even though we just recently talked. No, it's on digital now. We just talked about it a little bit ago. It's now available on like Vudu. And
I just need to wait for her to not be home, and then I'll watch it.
This is his porn, apparently.
Your fucking face.
She comes in. Oh, I didn't think you were gonna be home yet. I was watching Spider-Man.
In like a split second, you were trying to figure out what he was talking about. This is why you guys have to watch this on Twitch, because that was great.
Oh, man. She's going to... She's on for a second to say something after the show.
Does she listen?
Yeah, she listens.
I don't know what I was going to say. And then I want to meet this girl, and I'm really upset that I haven't yet.
Yeah. I was with her when you were like, hell, can we haven't met her yet?
It's because he's embarrassed of us.
We were playing video games.
True.
He's embarrassed of us. He doesn't want us to. He doesn't want us to embarrass him.
Well,
we got to pull out that video web. Hey, we got to pull out that video from archives of that one time we played that card game and we got you super drunk on.
Oh, I burned that video.
No,
I got pictures of it.
I have a copy of it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I work in IT. I have your phone. I burned it.
Who's ready for a fucking downer?
So,
you guys remember 2 years ago when there was that swatting incident and that guy died?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for those of you that don't know or don't remember, first of all, swatting is this thing. Why did we reach for that at the same time?
That was super weird.
Y'all are, like, moving my screens and everything.
That was 2 years ago
already?
It was
2015. Anyway. I will not be giggly. Yeah, so...
Oh, God.
She's like, remember that when that guy died?
That's horrible. So, 2 years ago... I mean, okay, let's start from the very beginning. If you don't know what swatting is, I feel like everybody does. But just in case, so swatting is basically this thing that started with online gaming and live streaming where somebody would call the police in your area. Somebody that doesn't live near you would call the police in your area and report, like, some horrible crime that would necessitate a SWAT team coming to your house, kicking down the door, and then they catch it on the live stream. It's hilarious. Oh, my God, so funny. Oh, whatever. It's horrible. It's horrible. And somehow it became an actual trend. So in 2015, this all started over a bet on Call of Duty for $1.50. That's what triggered all of this. A guy lost a bet to somebody on Call of Duty, and he got so pissed off that he decided, you know, we're going to SWAT this guy. So he gets the idea, or somebody, one of them gets the idea, tells his buddy, you know, gives his buddy the address and is like, hey, you should do this. And he does. So he calls a SWAT team. He reports a homicide hostage situation. He pretends to be the guy on the phone. You know, I'm going to kill them. I'm whatever. So the SWAT team goes to the address, goes in, guns blazing, kills the guy that opens the door. And not only was it, A, not a real situation, the guy on the other side of that door wasn't the quote-unquote right guy. It was the wrong house.
It wasn't even the guy that was intended
for. It wasn't.
For.
No, they gave him a wrong address.
Yeah.
So Andrew Finch was the man that died, had nothing to do with any of this, didn't know any of these people, just got a knock on his door in the middle of the night at one point, and SWAT came in and killed him.
What happened? What led to him being shot? Like,
I think it was that he was reaching for something and they thought that he had a weapon of some sort.
So the thing is, the guy that shot the officer that shot him wasn't even at the door. He was across the street with a rifle. There were like 9 officers between him and the guy. Not one of them pulled their weapon. Not one of them shot him. The guy across the street decided he saw something and fired. That's a whole other story because that guy wasn't charged with anything. But So the officer involved was not charged. I believe he wasn't fired. He was on administrative duty for a while. But anyway, in March of this year, so this was in 2015. In March of this year, the individual.
So 4 years ago. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Just length of time. That's.
Was it really that
It was.
Long
I said
ago?
Two, but it was
yeah,
four.
Yeah, you said two.
4 years ago.
I can't count.
I did not think
no,
it was that
4 years
long
ago.
Oh, my God.
So the individual who placed the call and actually like made the call, gave the cops the information and resulted in this man's death was sentenced to 20 years in March because he pled guilty to, among other things, basically placing a false call, fraud, things like that. This apparently wasn't the first time he'd done something like this. He had multiple counts
of
placing.
He's a Call of Duty player.
Yeah. Had multiple counts of placing false emergency calls. So as of this week, the guy who provided the information whose idea it was in the first place was sentenced to 15 months. So the guy that placed the call got 20 years. This kid got 15 months for, I think it was, actually I wrote it down, it was obstruction of justice and conspiracy. So it wasn't charged with manslaughter or any degree of murder. And he, I think
even
he
though
got,
he was directly involved.
Yes. So all he got was a conspiracy
charge. I've seen enough Law &
Order
episodes to think that should at least be manslaughter.
I mean,
don't know.
Yeah. Because it sounds like, I mean, it's like in any other situation. Like, if you plotted with somebody to be like, hey, you should go and kill that guy. And, like, it ends up resulting in that person actually dying. Like, the person who, in most cases, who is, like, doing the thinking and the logic, they usually get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot more than that. So this situation... First off, swatting is just such a stupid idea altogether. All the little kids who think it's a funny little goddamn prank, it results in some serious damage in a lot of people, and obviously, as we've seen, in someone passing from it. So it's like, you take something as serious as, you know, conspiracy with to murder, you know, to have someone murdered, and you have something like this, like, I don't really see a difference in my opinion. You know, if you're doing something like this and
he provided the address.
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand how that, I don't know. He pled guilty, so I don't know if there was some sort of plea deal that he got, but he got 15 months in prison, a $2,500 fine, and he's barred from online gaming for 2 years.
No, actually, that's a great point. They're conspiring like Manson, like Charles Manson. He sent the people to go and do that deed, and he ended up dying in prison. He was in prison.
I would imagine
years.
The defense there is that it wasn't he was never conspiring to murder anybody. He never intended for anybody to die.
Yeah, but okay, so but do people who happened. Drive in cars and like end up accidentally killing people.
Oh yeah.
Like I feel like that's where the full amount of the law should have been given. Yeah. Like as somebody who accidentally kills somebody, which like David Zed pointed out, that's manslaughter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't fucking know. It was in Wichita, Kansas. If I remember correctly, so I don't know.
I think that sounds right.
I don't know about Kansas law.
That sounds
about
right. Wichita,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was Wichita, more like not surprised but angry that the officer involved had no consequences.
Yeah, what's with that?
Like, wasn't fired, wasn't charged with anything.
Well, that was also 4 or 5 years ago, prior to everybody being more focused on, like, watching
as closely
well, as they are now.
There could have been an internal investigation.
There was. And then the district attorney decided not to file charges, which is not uncommon.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, the whole situation was horrible and shitty. And I've like, you know, I mean, you see things on Twitter. I think somebody, I can't remember who it was now, but basically somebody that is like a large Twitch streamer was talking about the fact that like, yes, I'm aware that this happens, so I'm literally in contact with the police in my neighborhood or in my city, and they know my address, and they know if they ever get a crazy-ass call like that to this address, they know that it's a possibility. Mm-hmm. So, like, people have to go out of their way and inform law enforcement, like, hey, I'm an online personality, and this is some shitty stuff that might happen.
Yeah. It's so, like, unnecessary. Like, that... Oh, my God.
Well, and I think that's where, like... And mind you, this is just from somebody who doesn't stream as regular like as you guys. But I think that's something where it has to be taken as serious as somebody who works in a particular place that has the possibility of like people showing up to their work and shooting up the place or doing harm. Mm-hmm. Like I used to work for a large radio network that used to be worried all the time about people coming to the station and doing some really stupid shit. And so they would completely like remove any possibility of them seeing the address online, and if people did come, it became like a whole federal thing. Like cops were called, and there was, you know, the charges were pushed to like to the nth degree for, you know, stalking and, mm-hmm. and conspiracy to whatever. I think that should be the same case when it comes to certain streamers, like, or just streamers in general. Like it's technically a business. I mean, you guys do get revenue from it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the amount of care and, you know, consideration that has to be made when it comes to like recognizing this stuff is no joke, and doing stupid stuff like that where there's actual harm that could be caused to the streamer, to the whoever's in that place, that's got to be something that's taken into like heavy consideration. So
fucked up shit.
It is fucked up shit.
So I'm glad that the one guy got 20 years, but I cannot believe this kid only got 15 months. I also don't know how old they were at the time. I don't know, because I don't know how old they are now. I don't know the articles I was reading said, but yeah. So that's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's crazy.
Can we turn this frown upside down and end it with a little bit more of a positive?
Batman Day. There is a new Pokemon.
Yeah.
Can I talk about Sirfetch'd?
Oh my god. He looks like he took Alolan Exeggutor and like made him his sword. Like he carved like the outside of
that. Oh my god, it does.
Yeah, doesn't it? He decapitated Exeggutor and he Web's executed
face
him.
Is just very upset right now.
So yeah, Sirfetch'd. Pokemon. Farfetch'd, who I'm pretty sure was a Gen 1 Pokemon. Was he a Gen 1?
Yeah, Farfetch'd
yeah.
is Gen
yeah.
1.
Yeah. So he finally got his evolution or something. I don't know. He just looks like he's about to have sex with anything. Like he looks like that dude.
That's not where I thought that was going.
No, I don't know how to word it. I regret words.
Does he look like a Chad?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know why I couldn't formulate. I'm so tired, dude.
A Chad holding a green onion.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. It didn't look like a decapitated executor. It was a green onion.
I actually have a picture.
That he shaved.
I have a picture.
Horrible, horrible. No, I was like, as soon as you, I was like, Chad.
It's that.
The word is, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's exactly what it looks like.
That's
it's horrible.
What it looks like.
I hate it. Well, I hate everything about it.
But like the.
I think what Eddie's laughing about is Eddie's co-host. His name's Chad.
Yeah.
Well, technically, not at this particular moment.
That's true. He's on
hiatus right now. Administrative leave. We've had to take him to HR, and we've had to have a whole conversation. So
the funny part about that is he would be the last person to be taken to HR.
He would probably have the conversation with HR's. He would be HR completely, 100%.
Salt of the Earth, nicest guy.
True.
I just want to say Salt of the Earth.
Yeah, if he's listening, I'm sorry.
Never said that about people.
I love you, Chad. It's okay. Did you guys check out the new Year of the Villain comic that dropped today?
No.
So DC is dropping a brand new comic called Year of the Villain, number one, dropped today. Essentially, it's Lex Luthor and the Legion of Doom conspire with cosmic gods. It's supposed to be the next large event for DC that's actually supposed to usher in a very similar thing to, as Corey actually has on the wall, House of X. So it's supposed to be comparable. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure that's that House of X. I'm pretty sure that's the new X-Men comic.
Literally House of X.
It says right there, House of X. You know, it's okay, David. We know you forgot your glasses. It's all right. So,
it's accurate.
So this is supposed to be something in terms of like a really big event for DC. And I'm actually supposed to go pick it up tomorrow. I didn't get a chance to today, but I'm actually anxious to check it out and see it. So
go check it out at Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Yes, sir.
Go for the comics, stay for the coffee.
Yep.
There you go.
I nailed it the time. And I said it correctly.
You said it correctly. I'm very proud.
Thank you.
I'm very proud.
100% on accident. That is the theme music, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. This episode's going in the books. It's probably one of the greatest episodes, I think.
I don't.
Nexi.
The greatest.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Are you going to be streaming?
Yeah.
When?
I'm actually doing a big stream this Saturday starting at 6 p.m. as my 2-year celebration stream.
Whoa! Hey. 2 anniversary.
Yeah. So I'm starting with like 12 hours, and then people can like every like $50 donation, I'm bumping it up an hour, and I'm going to end up dying at the 24. So, because
no,
I know
I've
that
done
my
24
community
hour
will.
No, I have not. Longest... You have done a 24-hour stream with 2 other people and done shifts.
Hang on. Oh, yeah. No, we did not do shifts. I promise you we did not do shifts. The other 2 people did go and take naps, and I did not. I stayed 24 hours. I was playing Evolve at hour 20, not knowing what the hell I was doing, and I was playing with the developers of Evolve, and I still... I knew I should be excited, and I knew I should be having fun, because I was playing with like these game devs that made a decent game, but it wasn't comprehending to
comprehending?
My tiredness.
It wasn't but comprehending.
It was.
He's still very tired. Anything. He's still tired thing. From that stream.
I'm no, still tired. I've never caught up. I'm sorry.
Anyways,
Nixon. You had the floor.
You can check out that stream and come make me suffer. On twitch.tv/nexuswashere_.
What games are you going to be playing? Do you have set games?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be like
Dead by Daylight.
Maybe Dead by Daylight, but that game makes me very drained and exhausted, so it's going to be very difficult to do that for 24 hours. But we're going to be playing Breath of the Wild. We're going to do some community games like Super Smash Brothers and Mario Kart. Ooh, and
nice.
And like Jackbox games. Maybe even Uno.
No, don't do Uno.
I'm
going to
do it.
That's worse than Dark Souls.
Oh, hey, I crush it, Uno. I'm so good.
Speaking of Dark Souls, Emma,
what's up?
Your stream schedule?
I will be on Thursday at 1 p.m., probably Friday at 1 p.m. as well. I'm doing more creative streams the next couple weeks as New York Comic Con comes up, and I'm in ribbon hell.
You're making a lot of ribbons.
It's a lot of ribbons. I thought 3,200 ribbons would be enough, and I was wrong.
Have you announced what?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm doing Harley Quinn's new costume from the Birds of Prey movie.
Oh,
and nice.
So that jacket that's all like ribbons and shit. Yeah, I'm making that, and I hate myself.
How are you gonna feel when the movie comes out and she's in that jacket for maybe one scene?
It's
not even this big thing. Not even this thing. Or worse, they cut it.
Because
all you're doing,
that would be the worst.
You're just working off of set photos, not actual scenes from the movie.
I am. You know what? Man. It'll be okay because I want to make one of our other ones too.
What if there was even? What if that's not even a Harley Quinn outfit? What if that's just? What if that's just the actress's jacket that she wore to the set and she's eating a burrito?
I mean, she's in it in the teaser. Okay, she's in it in the teaser. It's a Harley jacket.
That's true. Okay, that's fair. That's what saved you.
Yes.
There you go.
Eddie, what do you have to promote?
We got our next episode coming up next week. Actually, step back. We have an extra credit episode dropping this week on a conversation, a little bit of a conspiracy or a controversy, sorry, that Spencer had with the recent It Chapter 2 film. And he wanted to go in depth into that. And
is
talk
it the one that we started to talk about?
It's about at the beginning of the film.
Yes.
Yeah, Spencer.
Wait, had a controversy with it?
He. Well, you have to listen to the episode to figure out what happened.
Oh, I see what you did there.
But yeah, I mean, Spencer had a lot to say about it, and we actually talked about it at length. So listen for that this Friday dropping, and then we have a new episode debuting next Wednesday on Last Blood. So Rambo, Last Blood. But yeah, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/filmlosophers and our Twitter page at twitter.com/philosophy101. As well as filmlosophers.com at the VGB Studios website.
And that is our show, everybody. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. If you are listening but you haven't watched the live shows, go check us out. twitch.tv/videogame_bang. You can watch our live shows. You can watch past shows, etc. If you are watching but you've never listened to the show before, you can go check us out anywhere that you could find a podcast. iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google Play, Stitcher. Basically, if it plays podcasts, we're on it. You can also check us out on VGBstudios.com. Go check us out on the shows page under Video Game Bang. You can see past episodes there. We will be back on... Well, I won't be back, but some of these people will be back for the Saturday show. Until then, this is Royal David Webb, Emma Skies, Nexi, Eddie saying see you guys next time.
Peace.